children have been home from school for more than a month. That means they're not seen by bus drivers, teachers, and coaches who are charged with noticing signs of abuse. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
Federal data show over 20% of child abuse and neglect cases are reported to officials by someone at school, like a teacher or a social worker. Kids spend so much of their day at school, so it makes sense that school personnel are often among the first to notice red flags, like bruises or behavioral changes. Keith Scott is the director of education at the Safe Center on Long Island. He says calls to the mandated reporter hotline in New York are way down.
We're very fearful, and it's going to be very likely that the abuse will significantly increase once the school doors open back up. It's not just that there's an underreport of cases right now because people aren't seeing children. There's most likely more abuse going on.
As evidence, Scott points to the increase in domestic violence calls that have been recorded since widespread stay-at-home orders went into effect. He says child abuse reports increased during the Great Recession of 2008. And now we're in a financial crisis on top of a public health crisis.
I think people are stressed more than ever. And once again, those that are stressed that have abusive tendencies and abusive nature most likely will act out those tendencies on their family.
Scott says it's time for everyone, mandated reporter or not, to be vigilant about what's going on in the community.
Don't be that neighbor that neglects making that phone call. Call in. If you suspect anything at all, the worst that happens is the police come out and you were wrong. But at the end of the day, the best thing that happens is we could save a child's life.
In Connecticut, there's been about a 30% drop in child abuse reports to the state care line. Ken Meiselgland heads up external affairs for the State Department of Children and Families.
Visible children are children that can be protected. And in Connecticut, approximately 80% of the time a report is received at our care line, it is from a mandated reporter, such as school, police, and medical personnel.
Meiselgland says parenting has always been hard work, but it's even harder now with the stresses of the pandemic. Many families have lost their jobs or businesses. Some are working from home, caring for a loved one, homeschooling their children, or all three. That's why Connecticut has set up a separate hotline called Talk It Out CT for parents and caregivers who feel overwhelmed or just need someone to talk to. That number is 1-833-258-5011.
We know that some individuals who will be calling this line during the course of that conversation will also express perhaps a tangible need regarding food or housing or other supports, and that's fine as well.
Meiselgland says despite the hardships of the pandemic, the State Department of Children and Families is still there for residents who need them. But the community needs help from good neighbors, too.
Actively outreach to individuals and families that you believe need that extra support, that phone call, that FaceTime.
To report suspected child abuse or neglect in Connecticut, call 1-800-842-2288. In New York, the child abuse hotline is 1-800-342-3720. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.